And a good Saturday morning to you. It is exactly 7:45, which means it's time for another wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Family run for how many years, Jack?
This will be our 86th.
Whoa! How time flies, but boy.
Time flies when you're having fun.
You're serving a lot of good folks here. Well, what can we talk about today?
You know what? A lot of people have called me in the last several days. They're having people in to watch the big game.
Oh, yes.
I suppose I can say Super Bowl. You can't in advertising.
That's right.
So, but anyway, they're inviting people over. What kind of wine should they have? Well, naturally, it's going to depend on the kind of food you have. If you're having real light food, you should have light wine. If you have heavy food, you need heavy wine. If you're going to have hot, spicy food, you ought to have the wines that will complement hot and spicy as well. Don't forget that champagne or sparkling wine is really undervalued, in my opinion, and goes very well with salty foods. If you don't believe me, sometime try a sip of champagne with a bite of a potato chip, and you'll see right away it's a marriage that's perfect. If you're going to have heavy food, chili or stew or something like that, you want a heavy, robust wine. If you want kind of similar flavors, for example, Sauvignon Blanc goes very well with anything that's kind of citrusy. So if you're cooking some kind of lemon shrimp, a Sauvignon Blanc might be appropriate. Is the food sweet? And if it is, we need a wine that'll complement it very well. And, you know, the wine really should go with the sauce, not the food itself. A chicken is one of those wonderful things you can have so many different ways. And also you can have so many different wines with chicken. When it's chicken stew, you want something more robust. If it's very delicate, light chicken in a cream sauce, you want a lighter wine. Tough things are like chili. Maybe beer is the best thing to have with chili. I don't know. Chili seems to go very well with Zinfandel and Malbec. And Cabernet from Chile is also kind of good. You pair the food, not vice versa. In other words, when you decide what food you're going to have, then decide the wine. Don't do it the other way around. For example, if you're going to cook burgers on the grill, maybe you want California Cabernet, or perhaps a light Bordeaux, and we have a good one. Chicken wings. Now, that'll depend on the preparation. If you're doing hot, spicy wings, you might want something like a very dry Riesling. If the wings aren't so spicy, again, a Sauvignon Blanc is kind of nice. Pizza. Chianti always goes well with pizza, that's for sure. But you can have another wine like a Cote de Rhone goes pretty well with pizzas, too. Nachos and chips, sparkling wine's my favorite. Boyo makes a great sparkling rosé from France that is easy on the pocketbook and delicious with anything hot and salty. So if you've got a lot of nachos and chips, that'd be the one to have. If you're serving vegetables, you know, try my favorite, Tavel. Royal Tavel is a wine that is just an outstanding rosé. That's all they make in Tavel is rosé, and it goes very nicely with crisp vegetables. Chili, we talked about, I'd have Aguirre Bay Malbec goes very, very well with chili, in my opinion, and almost any other Malbec as well. Guacamole, Pinot Grigio would be my choice. We've got a good one called La Gondola, the gondola, that's awful good. If you're having crostini, it'll depend on the toppings that you're going to have on the crostini. And that'd be, you know, if you're having crab on top, you want a certain wine. If you're having artichokes on the top, if you're having hummus. And incidentally, artichokes and asparagus are two of the hardest things in the world to pair wine with. You know, if you're having a party, you know, make it easy on yourself. You can serve chip and dips. That's a no-brainer. It's easy to do. You just buy the dip at the store, buy some kind of dressing at the store and use it as a dip, and I'll put the chips in a bowl. Chicken wings are very easy to do, and there's all sorts of wonderful flavors of chicken wings that you can do. And again, that'll depend on what you have. And who doesn't love deviled eggs? Deviled eggs are, again, a no-brainer winner. I kind of like, once again, Sauvignon Blanc. Sauvignon Blanc keeps popping up as a good wine to have with your football event. Meatballs, now that'll depend on the sausage. Swedish meatballs, you want a lighter wine. If you've got marinated Italian meatballs with garlic in that, you want a heavier wine. Shrimp is a no-brainer. There's so many things that go so well with shrimp. And again, it'll depend on how you prepare it. Melted cheese, now there's a no-brainer. Everything goes with melted cheese. So if you're having some kind of melted cheese dip, you can rest assured that almost any wine you pick will be really good with it. Stuffed mushroom caps, again, an easy thing, no-brainer, simple to do. And keep in mind, too, how the house is going to be set up. You want to set up an area for people that don't drink or don't want to watch the game, especially if you're inviting all families over. Maybe not everybody in the family is interested in the football game. Set a place aside where they can be entertained. And the same thing is with the food. Your bar should be very simple. Beer, wine, maybe that's it. If you want to have a liquor, my suggestion would be to have a margarita. We have a tequila called Vizon, V-I-Z-O-N tequila. And it's significant because it is the vision of the artist who made the tequila, and it's an eagle, which is a symbol of Mexico. There are notes of herbs and green apples in the nose. The palate is smooth. It's almost as good as Patron, and it's half the price. And it's a wonderful tequila if you're going to make margaritas. And I think a margarita is a fun thing to have at a football game. After all, we all can't be in the warm weather. And I remember many years watching the football game in Mexico down in Puerto Vallarta, where somebody had a big enough satellite to bring it in. And tequila, to me, a margarita, a good margarita made with good tequila, is just something you want to have in hand to celebrate when your team wins or makes a touchdown. The other thing is take advantage of takeout stuff. Pizza, wings, pasta, Chinese, Thai food are all available in takeout and make everything a lot easier. Frozen foods are another no-brainer. All you have to do is heat them up and just follow the instructions on the thing. And there's so many good frozen appetizers these days that sometimes you wonder whether it's worth your time and effort to make an appetizer from scratch when you can buy them at the store all done up. Believe me, if you follow these simple things, you'll score big time with your friends for it. And I have some specific wines I'd like to mention, and one is called Calatera Sauvignon Blanc. It's a Sauvignon Blanc from Chile. That and Silver Beach, which is a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, are two of my favorite Sauvignon Blanc. The Calatera is a pale greenish-yellow color. It's a bright Sauvignon Blanc. The noses are very aromatic, tropical fruits like mango, and the aftertaste is citrus and minerality with the slightest hint in the notes of green pepper. It shows a marvelous, pleasant acidity, and it harmonizes with all sorts of dishes, just like I mentioned before. Sauvignon Blanc goes so well with so many things, whether you're having, like I said, chicken wings or just something very simple. Another wine I'm recommending is Chateau Tour Saint-Georges. It's a classic Bordeaux. It's 60% Cabernet, 30% Merlot, and 10% Cabernet Franc. The vines are planted on the hills outside the city, and it really has an intense red color, a complex bouquet, and in the nose you get candied cherries and blackberries. It has a long, silky finish, and believe it or not, I found it delicious with pizza, a Bordeaux with pizza. How ecumenical can you get? The other one is our friend's Goichot, G-O-I-C-H-O-T, Côte de Rhône. It's a dark wine full of flavors, red berries, full taste, smooth tannins. It's an aromatic wine and be great with cold cuts, charcuterie, any kind of, if you're serving game, maybe you're going to have some venison sausage, this Côte de Rhône would be the one to have with it. Also happened to go pretty darn well, as I said earlier, with chili. And that's my next wine, is Aguirre Bay. Their Malbec from Argentina is absolutely out of this world. It's my favorite Malbec, and we have it in the summer all the time, especially when we're having barbecue ribs. The Malbec just seems to go with that sweet, hot barbecue sauce, and it's a perfect matchup if you're serving barbecued ribs. But the little Cote du Rhone from Gachot is really a nice little wine, and its price is astonishing. It's $8.99 is all. $10.99. That's still an astonishing price. And, of course, another one is Bao family, Zinfandel. It's a wonderful Zinfandel. And Zinfandel, as I said, goes so well with so many different things, particularly if you're having stew or chili. It's just robust enough without that deep, jammy flavor that you often get in a lot of California Zinfandels, which are so high in alcohol and high in intense concentration of the plant that you sometimes wonder if this just isn't too heavy to drink. But Bao's family Zinfandel doesn't have any of that. It's lighter. It does have a little aroma of cassis and perhaps a little licorice, maybe in the some hints of pepper in it. And it has a velvety finish that'll have you begging for more, believe me. Another thing you can think about, as I said, are other things like one of my favorites are putting little smokies in a hot pan where you mix regular yellow mustard and apricot jelly, half and half, and then simmer the little smokies in that apricot mustard thing, and you come up with a delicious hors d'oeuvre, and again, a no-brainer. You just mix two things, and you've got a nice sauce for the little wieners. Different focaccias are great. Focaccias are covered bread, so almost like an open-faced sandwich, and as I said before, you can top them with lots of things. Hummus is a good one, and so are artichokes, crabs, just tomato, bruschetta, etc. And then bacon wrap of them. Everything is improved with bacon, whether you're wrapping a little bit of pineapple, chestnut, a scallop, etc. Those are very easy to do. Just wrap them up and pop them in the oven. And don't forget also in your party, a little presentation often is very helpful at these things. And by presentation, I mean, how are you going to present the thing? For example, if you're doing a famous family soup recipe, maybe you want to get some of those little boules of bread, the little round ones, and carve them out in the middle and serve the soup in a bread bowl. That stuns everybody. They just can't get over that you've done that. And all you're doing is just creating a bowl out of a little round bread. When you're putting out fruit, if you're putting out fruit, you know, put it in a melon carved out already. That eliminates some dishes to wash and makes it look really nice. I remember going to a party once, and we were greeted at the door with shooters of soup, little like shot glasses of warm soup. It was just very welcoming. It was a cold, damp day, and it just sort of set the note for the wonderful Super Bowl party that followed. You know, they have those spoons nowadays that you can use to put snacks in. Or another thing is buy endive and then put it on the end of the endive. It looks pretty and is delicious. I like to do that with salmon spread I make, smoked salmon and cream cheese, and mix it all up. And then put it on a little bit of Belgian endive, and it looks spectacular, tastes even better. And then you can present your dips in a hollowed-out cabbage or a hollowed-out lettuce. Those are kind of easy, no-brainer things to do that don't require a lot of skill and make everything look really spectacular. And, as I said before, following all these simple little tips, try some of this interesting wine in that, and I guarantee it, you'll score very, very big on Sunday.
Outstanding, and I know exactly where folks can find all those beverages at any Haskell's location.
Yes, you can, and not only that, the salmon spread I mentioned is on the Haskell's website, too, the full recipe for that. Haskell's folks love to talk about wine, and whether you're having a Super Bowl party or just having a dinner, quiet dinner for two, they'll help you pick a wine that'll go perfectly with whatever you're serving. They can't make the meal, but they can ensure that the meal is made and paired perfectly with the wine. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, one in Excelsior. There's a Haskell's in Faribault right off of 35. Our Maple Grove cellar is not to be missed. over 22,000 square feet of wines from all over the world. Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis, where incidentally we have parking both Saturday and Sunday free. Haskell's in Plymouth. There's a Haskell's in St. Paul's Highland Square, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. Or don't forget, we do deliver. So call up and have whatever you want delivered. And they will be tasting a lot of these wines I mentioned today in all the Haskell stores.
Well, that's great. This is a great weekend for that. Perfect weather. Well, Jack, let's talk 1 week from today.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to
it. Thanks very much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.